This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. On the occasion of Dhanvantari Jayanti and the 9th Ayurveda Day, Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi launched, inaugurated, and laid the foundation stone of multiple health sector projects worth around ₹12,850 crore at the All India Institute of Ayurveda, New Delhi yesterday. These projects include launch of expanded Ayushman Bharat, Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana and UWIN portal. This extended scheme now ensures healthcare coverage for all senior citizens aged 70 and above, granting them access to essential health services without income constraints. Chief Minister of Sikkim, Mr. P.S. Tamang, virtually attended the event from Samman Bhavan, Gangtok. PM Modi introduced a UWIN portal, a platform aimed at strengthening immunization services nationwide. This portal includes digital innovations such as a dedicated platform for allied healthcare professionals, drone-enabled health outreach from premier medical institutions, and climate change and health action plans designed to tackle the health challenges posed by environmental changes. Ahead of assembly polls in the national capital early next year, the Delhi Chief Electoral Office yesterday launched the special summary revision of electoral roll across all the 70 assembly constituencies. It aims to update and correct voter information ahead of the elections scheduled in February 2025. Through this initiative, eligible voters can correct their details and report inaccuracies in the voter list till 28th November. Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi, P. Krishnamurthy, said the aim of the revision is to include new voters, particularly those turning 18 on or before 1st January next year, as well as unenrolled eligible citizens in the electoral roll. The updated electoral rolls are available at designated polling stations and voter centres. The final version of the electoral roll will be published on 6th January 2025. Major hospitals in the national capital Delhi have made several arrangements to attend to injured patients during Diwali. At Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital, an emergency ward has been prepared for the treatment of fire accident patients. Meanwhile, special preparations have been made at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences and Safdarjung Hospital to provide timely treatment to patients. Special teams of doctors have also been deployed in these hospitals. Assam police foiled another attempt at illegal Bangladeshi infiltration along the international border yesterday. In a social media post, Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma said, tackling illegal infiltration alert jawans of Assam police apprehended one Bangladeshi national near the international border in Karimganj and pushed him back across the border. The incident happened in the Karimganj district near the Indo-Bangladesh international border. The Bangladeshi man, identified as Muhammad Mustaqeen Islam, was arrested by the security forces after he entered the Indian territory without valid documents. Islam was pushed back to Bangladesh following his arrest. The security vigilance along the international border with Bangladesh was heightened following the unrest in the neighbouring country. Oil marketing companies have announced increase in dealer commission payable to petrol pump dealers and the decision to undertake intrastate freight rationalisation to benefit consumers located at remote locations far from petrol and diesel depots of OMCs. This will result in a decrease in petrol and diesel prices in several parts of the country. The Deepotsav celebrations in the city of Lord Rama, Ayodhya, is expected to be much more grand, with the Uttar Pradesh government aiming to create a new world record this Diwali by lighting 28 lakh earthen lamps or diyas along the banks of the Sariyu River. The India Meteorological Department has forecast thunderstorms with lightning at isolated places over Chhattisgarh, Konkan, Goa, Maharashtra and Marathwada today. Kerala, Mahe, Lakshadweep, coastal and south interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal are also likely to witness light rainfall. That is the end of this news bulletin.